This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hi, everybody. It's Brian Greene from the Commercial Break Podcast. It's likely you've heard of the show if you're directly related to me or you follow our MySpace page. But I'm not here to talk to those three listeners. I'm here to appeal to people who haven't heard the show. Along with my co-host, Kristen Joy Hoadley, we're taking a deeper look at the topics that are affecting our youth today. Like, who are the people who are dating ghosts? Where did all these pickup artists come from? And why doesn't my preacher have a nicer private jet? We understand that these are the issues you really want to get to the bottom of. The Commercial Break is now available on the Odyssey app or wherever you find your podcasts.
It's the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. Twitter question is brought to you by Mark's Jewelers. Mark's is looking for artisans who are detail-oriented and have a passion for making people's dreams come true. Apply online at marks-jewelers.com. Your question today: are you convinced the Eagles are going to be as good next year as they were this year? 52.2% say no. It's going the wrong direction there, right?
Yeah.
Going the wrong direction.
You think more people are preparing themselves for a little bit of a step back year? And I don't mean step back that they're going to be 9-8 or 10-7.
Just not as dominant.
Yeah, or, I mean, not making it to the Super Bowl. Is making it to the playoffs like...
I think everybody says that.
Says that now.
Until opening kickoff.
Yep, I agree.
Everyone's like, look, they won a Super Bowl this year. They got to recharge. They got to clear cap room. Right. I understand. They understand until games are actually being played. Thursday night football. It's halftime. We're down 13-6 and we're booing.
Everybody's going crazy.
Yeah. We're supposed to win Super Bowls around here. That's the energy that I have now that everybody tells me I'm crazy for having. Everyone will have that energy. The first week of the year.
You're right.
Is my opinion. So, yep. Eagles Insider of the Year, congratulations to Elliott Shore-Parks for winning it, the 2025 award. Now, I will remind you, he did not get the most first place votes. Tim McManus did, but he ended up number one in total score.
Are you reminding you?
I think he's reminding Elliott.
You're reminding Elliott.
I think he's reminding Elliott.
I'm reminding you who are listening.
Sure.
Yeah, he didn't get the most first place votes of the, I think, 86 voters. But we did all year have the power rankings every single week. Wednesdays at 4:30, so we're bringing that back today. And these are the first power rankings that will tell you where the race is going up until next year's award that will happen right after free agency next year. Let's do it.
Eagles Insider of the Year power rankings.
I'll never understand the owl at the end.
No one does?
Yeah. Battle's working on a new one.
Nice.
I hit him with a note today.
He got me also the Tell the Truth Thursday.
Yeah.
Open.
I feel like we should play that today because it's going to be a shortened show tomorrow.
I guess because it'll be after the show?
Yeah. Yeah. I don't know. I thought he did a real good job on the Tell the Truth Thursday. All right. Here we are. Number five on the very first Eagles Insider of the Year power rankings. The bird who pooped on Elliott yesterday is number five on the power
actual
rankings.
Bird is on the rankings?
Yes, the bird is in there. Well, the bird was at the owner's meetings. He was right there above Elliott. He showed Elliott who's boss.
Yeah.
We're not saying he's number one.
He spoke for a lot of the Delaware Valley.
Yep.
When he did that.
And it should be noted, the bird pooped on him right when Elliott gave the take that players should be able to bet on their own games. Number four, D. Gunn. In the opening power rankings, D. Gunn reporting that the Eagles would like to work something out with Dallas Goedert. We don't know if that's true or not, but he did report it. And at this point, we really only have a couple weeks' worth of information. Number three, Tim McManus, whose profile on Brandon Graham's final season let us know that Jason Dumas' report that he was prepared to retire at the parade may have not been true.
That's a shame.
Saying that Brandon Graham did not decide to retire until 1 week before free agency in Howie Roseman's office. Number two, the newspaper reporter.
Yes.
Well, what's that? Did you have a comment on?
No.
Okay.
No.
Number two, the newspaper reporter who reported that people within the Novik Air Complex were not happy with the CJGJ trade.
Yes.
Ah.
And we know that's where the newspaper reporter thrives, is negative information.
Drama.
Drama. So
also, interesting question yesterday to the at the Lurie press conference from the newspaper reporter.
What did he ask?
He asked essentially, "What is Howie's contract status?"
Oh,
and Lurie was kind of like, "He's good," but yeah. It was like, "Where? Why would he think to bring that up?" Is more my question about the newspaper reporter.
Ah, yeah. Antennas went up there a little bit
because another Eagles Insider of the Year maybe has been talking about the Howie thing and how weird it is.
Yeah.
Who has been?
Well, here and there.
Oh.
Well, it's weird.
Like, well, it has been brought up. I have brought it up.
No, yes. We talked about it a few times last year because Howie has said, I think twice, like, well, I'm not going to be here forever.
Yeah.
And when I'm gone and da-da-da-da-da, I wonder if Howie would do something non-football if his next gig. Like, I don't know if Howie leaves the Eagles. If Howie eventually, he will eventually leave the Eagles.
Of course, yeah.
I don't know if he would leave the Eagles to just go be the president of a different football team.
Well, what about the Jets, though? I mean, I could see Howie almost the whole. Almost like Theo Epstein, right?
Yeah.
Like Theo had the thrill of trying to take down the two most cursed franchises in baseball, in Boston and in the Cubs. He grew up a Jets fan. Maybe if this thing doesn't work out, that's his next challenge is the Jets. But like, can he fix the Jets?
Going from Jeffrey Lurie to Woody Johnson is...
Horrible decision.
Yeah.
Going from the Eagles to the Jets.
Yeah.
Horrible decision.
Like, I wonder if there's something even bigger than
just... You think he would just be in business?
Well, I don't know. Maybe it's a league thing. Maybe it's maybe he's the president of some Premier League soccer team.
Right.
Or it just seems like when you're at the top of the rung in this sport, going to another team will always seem like why did he do that? Right? Or maybe he steps away for a year and reappears somewhere else. I just can't imagine that we hear Howie Roseman's leaving and the next day, Howie Roseman is president of the Jets or he's president of the Raiders. None of that makes sense. It's not higher profile.
Unless somebody was going to give him owner's stake.
Right.
And a team.
Yes.
After winning this Super Bowl, I don't see it. I don't see it. I think Howie has a lifetime contract.
If he wants to be
here. If he wants to be here.
Right. Yeah. I don't think the Eagles would walk away from him.
Right.
But if you're him, I guess you... I remember talking to a radio program director who was very successful at one radio station.
Yeah.
And it was a radio station that we owned. And he just up and left and went to a much smaller radio station somewhere else. And I called him and I was like, why did you do that? And he's like, well, what was I going to do? He was like, the ratings are eventually just going to go down. He said, I didn't know what else I could do with that radio station to make myself fulfilled. I had already reached the peak of whatever it was. And maybe Howie at some point is just like, I want to do something different for someone else somewhere else, you know?
Yeah.
You know, so.
I mean, one thing about football, and it's good for GMs. It's good for the sport in general. In other words, baseball and basketball, you can get bogged down with bad contracts. You make a bad few mistakes, now you're stuck for 2 or 3 years trying to get out of it, and then you got to rebuild.
Oh, I know.
Yeah. Well, I didn't want to go there, but believe me. In football, because the contracts aren't guaranteed, there's a lot more movability there.
Mm-hmm.
In other words, if Howie enjoys building a team, he's always going to have the chance
to do
that.
He's always building a team. Yeah.
He's always building a team. So, I don't know, man. To me, he's hit his stride. Like, the last thing he needed to complete was becoming a better drafter. We already know he's mastered the salary cap, signing guys. He's done those things. He's a big shaker and mover. He doesn't mind making big trades for guys that are already established, the A.J. Browns, guys like that. The last thing he needed to do was solidify himself as a talent evaluator, whether it's his supporting staff or not. That he needed to start hitting on his draft picks. And that's what he started doing over the last 3 or 4 years. I think he got this thing rolling, man. You built 3 Super Bowl teams, 2 Super Bowl champions. You're in Philadelphia. You're not going to get a market bigger than this. You're not going to get a fan base better than this to like build a team for and to be held. And he got hit with a damn beer can.
Here.
Yes.
Yeah.
And said, I bleed for this city.
I wonder if he's been...
I bleed for this city!
Oh, my goodness. He's been...
Yes.
He's been part of the Eagles organization for, what, 25
years? 25 years. Since 2000, I believe.
And he's about our age, right?
Mm-hmm.
How he's about... Because his real... If he's going to do something different, it's going to be in the next 4 years.
Yeah.
Right? Because
this is the time, yeah.
That's the only thing I think, is that if he thinks to himself, he looks around and he goes, I've had a great career as a general manager, great, but it's all been here doing this one thing. Forget about proving to anybody else. Mm-hmm. I want to prove to me that I can do this somewhere else.
I think he's put together a Hall of Fame resume.
I think so. Yeah, I think so.
Now, GMs is hard to tell sometimes, but two winners.
He's pretty good.
Yeah. And three Super Bowl appearances. Yeah, that's pretty damn good.
Yeah. I wonder what he thinks about it.
Right.
And I wonder why he would say, oh, I'm not going to be here at some point. Now, obviously, at some point, he's not going to be here eventually.
Mm-hmm.
But it is the McClain, him asking Howie, asking Jeff Lurie about
Howie's
contract.
Question. Well, yeah. Does Howie need an extension? Howie probably needs an extension.
I'm sure. Oh, you think Howie's planning?
Maybe. Yeah, you never know.
Oh, by the way, number one on Eagles Inside of the Year power rankings is Elliott.
Oh, yeah.
Well, he didn't do anything to lose it.
He's there.
The Sean McDermott thing was excellent.
Yep.
He got name-checked by Jeffrey Lurie at the press conference.
He's wearing this thing like a badge of honor.
Oh, he is.
He is not resting on his laurels. He is not.
And he's raising the profile of Eagles Insider of the Year, I think.
Yeah,
you know, which,
I agree.
Which we've done enough for him already. He could do something for the show. You should do something for your house and your family by replacing your old drafty windows and doors. Oh, my goodness. It's been too long. You talk about it every time winter comes around when that cold air is going coming in, or it's hot during the summer, your energy bills are going through the roof. You got to go Geida. Go Geida right now. What you can do, your project, you know, you have a bunch of windows, maybe it's your front door, you got your entry door you got to replace. They could go no money down, interest-free financing for 36 months, depending on the size of your project, up to 72 months, 6 years of low payments with no interest that is going to lower your energy bills, raise the price of your home, make your entire family and you feel more comfortable and secure knowing that you have done the right thing and it's not just the financing. First, they're going to make sure you're hooked up with all those energy-efficient windows, expertly installed, and give you 20% off all of them. 20% off every door, every window. Restrictions apply. There's a minimum purchase. Financing is subject to credit approval. What you got to do is call 877-GO-GUIDA. They will give you all the information. They'll set up a free in-home estimate or to go to goguida.com. That's goguida.com. 215-592-9494. How about, Herb from the Northeast, you're on WIP. Hi, Herb.
What's happening, Spike?
Hey, Herb.
Let me ask you something.
Okay.
Passover is coming up.
Yes.
I just bought a box of egg matzah. Did you talk to your boys there and buy them some matzah and show them what you do with the butter and all that?
Ooh, boy.
The Jewish delegation?
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
I'm not really a...
Spike knows what we're talking about.
Yeah, I'm not really a... I'm not a
matzah crackers?
Matzah. Yeah, I'm not a...
Matzah crackers?
Yeah, I'm not really a practicing Jew in that way. So I don't like...
You're more of a red light player?
What does that mean?
Well, they're not practicing, so when the game...
Oh, right, yes, when the lights come on. Yeah, so I'm not a big matzah guy.
Yeah, I just bought some. Anyway...
There you go.
Congrats.
You know, Howie Roseman, I told you a few years ago.
Another one in the delegation.
He's in with Jeffrey Lurie. He ain't going nowhere, bro. He's in with Jeffrey Lurie. Jeffrey Lurie keeps everything quiet. Jeffrey Lurie's taking care of him. Don't worry. He's got a place to be here for a long, long time. So he wants to retire. So, you know, he's done a good job. Let's just keep getting more Super Bowls here. That's all. I want to see the new stadium. A lot of people want to see the stadium with the roof so they can put in a request for a Super Bowl here.
Yep.
And take the people down to Atlantic City by bus. And, you know,
this is all about
just angle in. Yeah.
You're not going to be able to film them all downtown or down at the airport or whatever.
Right.
You're going to have to use some of them. Have to go down.
Do you happen to know anybody by who could get them there by bus?
Yeah, I know all the bus companies.
Oh, okay. All right.
That's the easiest.
Oh.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
They got to build a stadium.
Okay.
Yeah, let us get the stadium first.
Yeah.
Yeah, let's just
probably gonna need another hotel or two down that area somewhere. Yep. You think?
Yeah, that's easy.
Okay. Oh, right.
So, what else is going on?
I don't know. It's just on the radio.
What's going on with you, buddy?
Yeah.
I'm off today, but I got to work the next 3 days.
Oh, man.
What's a day off like for you, Herb? Like, what are you doing on your day off?
Yeah.
I was whacking that thing.
You know, yesterday was my day off, and I went up to Villanova.
You see Coach Willard?
I watched 3 or 4 innings, and then I left, and then I went. I had to go check out a couple things at the mall.
Okay.
What mall?
Came home.
Yeah, what mall?
What are you doing at the mall? He shops a lot.
You a Franklin Mills guy?
I had to pick something up at Under Armour, so I went into the store and
Dick's,
ordered it.
Yeah, Dick's Sporting Good. Oh, okay.
Which mall, though?
What's that?
Which mall?
The KOP.
Okay.
Oh, man, you all the way out there?
Yeah, well.
Oh, I got a photo of you at the KOP mall yesterday, Herb.
Somebody took a picture.
Yeah. Herb's popular, man.
You are popular, Herb.
Yeah.
You coming down to see us Friday? You coming down to see us at Chickie's Friday?
I got to work all day, but I'll try to bring that I'll try to bring that electric vehicle over there. Yeah.
What electric vehicle?
Whoa, you got an EV boy?
I got to see if I can, you know, or I'll drive my car and then come back.
Oh. Somebody else's electric.
2 o'clock, I got to bring you that black shirt.
Oh, yeah, the triple X for
Ike. Yeah. I want you to give it, if it don't fit you, give it to Trotter Jr., all right? That's all.
Yeah, come on, Ike. Take care of that for her.
Yeah, give it to Trotter Jr. If it doesn't fit you.
I feel like that's what you want me to do.
For Christ's sake.
The combine shirt.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Remember, right. He got you a triple X. So it doesn't fit her, but it'll fit you.
Yeah.
He'll definitely wear that.
Yeah. Of course. So. Herb, are you going to do this thing where you host it? Herb.
I hear
my
prediction on the Eagles.
Oh, thank God.
Awesome. It's only April.
I'm going to give you right now, my prediction is going to be 13-4 with a possible 14-3.
Wow.
Depends on a few things, and I can't leak that right now, but.
Can't leak it.
13-4. I'm locked into that.
Leak it.
Like what?
Do you know the future?
Yeah, I see the future.
Oh,
wow!
Are you going to do that thing where you host an hour of the show?
Yeah, whenever you want to do it.
Okay.
But let's do it after Wells Fargo's done. You know what I mean?
Wasn't that all year round?
I got a lot of time, and you know. After the 17th of April,
okay.
I got a lot of time. May, June.
All right.
You know what I'm saying? Just
because
don't do it.
Jack was saying he can't. He doesn't think that you can, like, you can carry the entire hour. Is what Jack was saying.
No, I can do it the way you guys do it.
Yes.
Yeah, I agree.
That's what I told him. And Rod, our boss, we wanted you to do it, and he said. He can't be like the main guy. And we said, no, Herb has to be the main guy.
Be patient with the people. Let them talk. Let them do what they want to say.
Absolutely.
What's our phone number, Herb? Because you got to get the phone number a couple times a segment to make sure people call. What is our phone number?
Your phone number?
Yeah.
215-592-9495.
Bang!
Write it down. And let me ask you this.
Never a doubt.
Let me ask you this. What's Jack's phone number?
Don't look. Don't look through your phone.
No, you can look.
Phone number I have that 484, but I don't know all the numbers.
All right, that's good.
That's good. I got it.
I know you have it. That's not the issue.
No. What is it?
Yeah, I got it. Here, I give it to you. Let me open up.
He doesn't give me his number.
I got it right here.
What is
all right,
it?
This is great.
Man, 484. Let me just get to it.
Yeah.
God.
Now I got to scroll down to these, you know.
Yeah.
Got a lot of numbers, don't you?
I got a lot of people in this phone. Yep. You know what I'm saying?
Yep.
Different area codes.
Yeah, let me tell you.
Yep.
It's the one that has the rally speech.
Yep.
All right, here it is. Yep. Here. 484.
Yes.
Oh, this is good. No, that's fine. You did a great job, Herb. That's enough.
Holy cow, man.
That is enough. Have you gone to ringthebellbook.com yet?
Oh.
Huh? No, don't worry about it. Don't worry about it.
That's it, right,
Jeff? No, it is.
Yeah,
it is.
Yeah, yeah. We didn't get the last four digits, though. Yeah.
It's 484-888.
All right. Yeah. No, I got you, Herb. We all got you.
It's unbelievable, man.
It's ridiculous.
Seriously.
I got the rally speech.
Yep.
On here, you know what I'm saying?
Yep. We should replay that at some point, Jack, the rally speech. Oh, man.
Yeah. Well, I'm going to tell you, I'm calling the Eagles up maybe tomorrow.
Okay.
And I want the Eagles on the first game of the year.
Yep.
I want them to have, what's her name, that I was with, Lauren Hart.
Yep.
She knows I told her to sing the national anthem.
She's great.
Okay.
Yeah.
I want them to contact her.
Okay.
And, you know, for the first game.
Well, you should go. You should probably go right to Jeffrey Lurie. Is it okay if we give him your number?
Yeah, give him my number. Yeah, he'll call me, right?
Yeah.
He'll call me.
Yep. I'll send you Spike's number, too.
Do not.
Yeah, I know. I had Andy Reid's number.
610-883.
All right. We're going to play that game.
Oh, my God. What are y'all doing?
Hey, Ike, remember Andy Reid's number, 215?
Hey, let's not right. give our coach Reid's number. All right.
We're going to let her go.
What a call.
That was getting dangerous.
Yes, I do have a coach Reid's number, yes. We don't need to give it out on the air.
Oh, my God. It's just like, yeah, let me find Jack's number.
Yeah, let me find it.
By the way, why did it take so long? I feel like he has all the numbers in a row or something. Like, for some reason,
well,
it's not alphabetical.
He screams, doesn't save the number.
Oh, you know, right.
I could see that, too.
What'd you mean?
Like, I don't think he saves the name. Like, I can see him just scrolling and seeing the numbers and then
and
going
recognizing
back.
The number.
Maybe. I got to look at his phone next time.
That would seem harder, doesn't it?
Yes.
Like, I don't know phone numbers. I wouldn't know your number. I have to look at it.
Yeah.
I actually
I
do know.
I don't know Spike's number. I have to look at the number. I know one number. I know my wife's number.
Yes, I know my wife.
Because she's had the same number since she, I don't know, for 20 years,
yep.
I believe.
Yep. Same with Val.
Yeah, the same number.
Oh, man.
I don't even know my kids' numbers.
Yeah, growing up, you would know all the phone numbers.
Because you had to memorize all of them.
But we grew up, you only needed to know seven numbers.
That's true. Damn sure didn't need to know as many numbers as I know now.
No. And now everybody, you know, people to talk to, everybody's got area codes from different places because everybody keeps their number. Everywhere.
I still got my Atlanta number.
You do?
So my number hasn't changed since I've got signed down
there. And your number is
there.
Six? No. I know the first three digits of your number.
678. You mean the actual three digits of the number? Yes.
Yep. We should play phone number roulette one day.
Unless we include everybody's phone numbers. Yes, we got to include everybody's.
I think I told the story. I gave my dad's phone number out on the air accidentally once. Yeah.
Well, you give your brother's number out every
year.
Well,
yes. I thought I was giving my brother's number out, and for some reason, my mind went blank. It was the last day of WYSP, and I was going to give Jason's number out. And I said the number, and he texted me, like, I don't know, like 3 minutes later. And he said, I haven't gotten any calls. I haven't gotten any texts.
Yeah.
And I remember, I flash back, and the phone rang, and it was inside line. It was my dad. And I was like, oh. And I answered the phone, and he just goes out, you gave out my number. Whoops.
Moron.
Yep. Whoops. Jack, what do we have coming up in the top
That's
five?
One of those
five?
Good mistakes.
Yes.
We just did the Eagles Insider of the Year power rankings.
Yep.
I have the pause power rankings.
Oh, that's a good one.
The pause power rankings?
The pause power rankings.
Who
gets paused the most?
No, yeah, like who has the belt, I guess,
of pausing.
Of having to be paused.
Oh, is this because of what I told you about this morning?
No, it's actually based off someone on the morning show.
Oh, really?
Who was starting to rack them up.
Oh, okay. All right.
You notice he said rack them?
Rack them. All right, the pause power rankings are up next. This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.